Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
What's up, bitches?
What is up?
Snake.
You made it.
I made it. I made it. It's a very, very windy day. I do not recommend any outdoor activities other than maybe walking your dog.
And to do that, if you're into the wind, just walk backwards. Dogs love that.
Yeah, they do love that. Now, are you still wearing your little beanie hat?
No, I took it off.
Okay.
But
you'll put it back on the minute you walk outside, right?
Yes.
Is it still cold?
I may put it on in studio because it's a little chilly in here.
It's colder in here than it is outside.
It feels like it.
So this morning it said it was 52 and it felt like 42.
Yeah, I had to get some gas this morning and it was definitely worth having the beanie hat.
It felt wonderful. I drove halfway here with my windows down.
Seriously?
You did?
Yeah, man. I was like, this is great.
I had all the way down in the wind?
Well, yeah, but it's just you're mainly just in traffic, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
You guys don't have to deal with that.
I had the heat on. I don't.
Well, it's currently 56, feels like 48.
That's cold.
Have you guys, or Donovan, I know because this probably applies to you because you like a hot house. Did you turn the heat on last night?
No.
Will you tonight?
No.
No way.
I don't think I will either.
Unless it's consistently, you know, in the 30s or 40s at night.
Right.
That's before you turn the heat on. It's fine inside
this
the house.
This might be able to go till January this year with no heat coming on.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know. We'll have to see how low it gets at night.
Well, yes. You're so far away from that.
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. In honor of the Stars and Mavs legal battle, which, as you guys have talked about, it's crazy. Who would win in a battle royale alley fight between the Stars, Mavs, Rangers, and Cowboys? They use their top five valuable players. Okay. Let's eliminate the top five valuable players. If there was a street fight and you could pick, you know, let's say there are 20 guys from each team, or 15, because that's all the Mavs. 15 guys from each team, who would come out on top?
Man, that's a great one. I think the Mavs would tap out first.
The Rangers and the Mavs would be done very quickly. The Stars and the Cowboys.
I don't know about the Rangers, though.
I'm telling you, man, I feel...
I think the Stars would win.
I think the Stars would win also because they fight in their sport.
And they get hit by frozen rubber constantly,
man,
and sticks. And
football guys?
Yeah.
That would be a nice battle between the Cowboys and the Stars.
Like, you might get somebody crazy like George Pickens who just rips off one of their heads and beats a couple other dudes with it.
Well, you also have dudes that are, you know, 6'5", 380 pounds.
Yeah, but can they move? Can they fight? And you know, hockey players, most of those guys have at least been punched in the face.
Think about it. A lot of those hockey players are
small.
5'11".
Yeah, that's true. But they're quicker. So maybe like they get too close to the big football guy who can't.
But they have to be in all their own equipment. Except the football players can't wear their helmets.
Okay.
They have on their pads and their thigh pads and everything else, and the Stars on skates. Even if it's outside.
We used to argue all the time about who could beat up who, Darren Woodson or Darian Hatcher.
Darian Hatcher, I would pick him.
Yeah, in the end, it came down to just a guy that looked like that he doesn't care if he loses all of his teeth.
Darian Woodson is a handsome fellow.
Darian Hatcher's a tough dude, though.
Yeah, but I don't know that Darian Woodson's been punched in the face a bunch. Darian Hatcher basically has no face. And so, I mean, for real. Like, you're talking about... I think we're underrating understanding what it's like to be repeatedly hit
and taking a punch. No, absolutely. Right. That has a lot to do with it. But I believe Darren Woodson's been in a few battles. I think that would be closer than what you think. Hatcher may come out on top, but I think that would be a really, really nice battle.
Like, Woodson would hit Hatcher in the mouth, and Hatcher would smile, pull out all of his teeth, throw him on the ground. And it'd just be like, all right, here we go.
Like, who's the tough guy? Who's the one on the Cowboys offensive line starting all the ass? Brock Hoffman?
Yeah, Hoffman would be a
good one. So Brock Hoffman against Jamie Benn.
I think
that's a good battle.
I'd like to see it.
Man, those football players are just so big.
They are large. But we've seen some very large defensive players in the Cowboys get moved out of the way like they don't exist.
And I feel the Stars don't have a lot of tough guy battlers on this squad. Like, I feel like they're more
Bishop
finesse.
Would be,
Yeah, Bischel's huge.
Yeah, Bischel would be fun to watch him fight somebody.
No, no, that's true.
Robertson, it's, you hit him, he just fall down like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Whoa. Hey, hey Jason, is that his voice?
I don't know what he sounds like.
Oh, okay.
That was from Andrew. From Bill, he says, this is from last week. We have a hangover from last week. Looking back, do you guys wish you would have had more women, girlfriends, all of that, excluding ex-wives? But do you wish you would have had more women, basically? Or do you wish you were like Bob and only had one?
No, more for
sure. See both sides.
100% more. I wish that in high school I hadn't waited till I was later in college. I wish early in college. I wish that, yeah.
Man, it's something about that relationship when you look at it as far as Bob, that's kind of cool. Like, we all just think about, oh, man, you miss out on all this and all that. I definitely wouldn't want more. Like, I didn't have a lot to begin with. I don't think I'd want more. But it is something kind of cool about that. Hey, man, I met her in high school. That's the only one I've ever been with, and that's my wife forever. That's pretty cool, man.
You know, it's interesting.
But how many of those guys do have regret? They may be like, you know what? There was no chance that I was going to get anybody else or something like that. But there's also the like, God, what?
Who would they even know?
I was 18. I met this person, and that was it.
It's like my mom and dad. My parents met when they were 16.
Yeah. Yeah, and that happens a ton, but it's not even like about the sex. A lot of times it's about just having
hanging out,
other relationships.
True. Just, you know, okay, Norm, okay. It's kind of one of those to, I don't know, if you're trying to find yourself and what you truly like, I get it. I understand. I think you are the person you are now because of what you've gone through in the past. And, you know, if that's past relationships and everything else,
it's a lot about me.
It's who you are. But, no, man, it's something kind of cool and pure about that one relationship that you knew that was it from the very beginning, and you are definitely fine with it, and that's A-okay, and you're just living life the way you want to live it. Like, I definitely think it's something cool with that. I may be alone
on
that island.
You only buy brand new cars.
Right.
Well, like, the thing that I think that I miss the most about all of that scene is just the hunt of... You're all at a bar, you're hanging out, and then you're like, oh, look at that girl over there.
But it's so chaotic.
Jugs.
It's so...
You go over and you talk to him, and it's just that
hey,
feeling.
What's going on?
That feeling is awesome.
Man, it's like, so nerve-wracking, though. You get so nervous, and I don't know. I can see both sides. Like I said, I definitely wouldn't want more. I'm fine with the way how everything kind of worked itself out to the relationship that I have right now. But... And now adding more chaos, more dumb adolescence crap to my life, I wouldn't want any of that. Screw that.
On Halloween, how much money would it take for you to spend the night alone in a cemetery?
Oh, I was going to say $10, but I guess I should go higher.
$4, $5, $6, $7.
How about $1,000? Is that $10,000?
See, cemeteries don't scare me.
Yeah, I mean, it's just bodies.
Do they weird you out, Donovan?
Like, yeah, I'm out. Like, I mean, I'm not just going to stay outside at a cemetery, so.
I've probably spent...
I mean, there's money involved. What if I give you $1 million?
$1 million? I could have got $1 million for one night in a cemetery?
Well, I'm trying to coax Donovan now.
Well, you know, you'll do pretty much anything, any dollar amount, so you don't count.
Like, you would do... I would do it right now for $5,000 in a heartbeat.
Yes, I'll do it Friday night. If somebody gives me $5,000, I will do it Friday night.
Yeah, I don't want
and
to.
And just a sleeping bag?
Well, can I have a pillow and stuff?
No, no tents, just a sleeping bag. That's it.
All right, it's fine. I'll fall asleep eventually.
You
can I have my
pillow.
Phone? Can I watch stuff on my phone?
No.
No?
No. You have to be at one. At one with the cemetery.
That's not a bad idea. I've spent probably more time in a cemetery than most people that are up here, I would assume.
Weird. Well, what does that mean?
Well, I... What?
Well, Corbin just... Weird. What does that mean?
It's because when I...
What are you even saying? Because you know more people that have died than the rest of us?
No.
Or you're hanging out at cemeteries.
Before I moved into our new house, there is a massive cemetery at the end of my street, and I used to walk around in it all the time, like multiple times a week.
Like, just get any exercise?
Yeah, run around in there and walk on the trails and stuff and look at the graves and all
that.
Did
you speak?
Well, I mean, I probably spoke out loud to myself many times.
Speak to the people you're running over. Excuse me. Pardon me. Excuse me. You guys want to join me? Oh, excuse me. Pardon me.
I probably did talk to him, knowing myself.
I bet, though, you wouldn't get a good night's sleep.
I wouldn't sleep at all. I know I wouldn't.
I don't know if it's about the cemetery or, you know, being outdoors in just a sleeping bag with no pillow or anything. Bugs could crawl on you and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
And just think, the first time a bug crawls on you, you think it's a hand coming from underneath the ground.
It's not a hand.
You just never know. It's Halloween.
Okay, that's when.
I've seen Thriller. I've seen the video several times.
Definitely.
I think they'd be cool to you. Be like, hey, guys.
Yeah, it is Halloween. It's their night. It's their time to shine.
Everyone in here, I'm getting $5,000, so no disrespect, but I'm going to hang out with you guys.
Are you going to break them off something? What if they want a little toll?
And what are they going to do with it?
Hey, man.
Is it help them get grave snacks or something?
Maybe there's a vending machine there. They want to get the, you know, like,
oh, look over here.
A bag of chips.
The ghost people.
After Mark Aguirre's number is retired, who should be the next Mav, or is there anyone
Jet
worth
Terry.
It?
I would say Luka.
Well, that's a good one. Will he get his jersey retired here?
Luka?
Yeah.
They gave him a nice video tribute.
Top three in every stat that there is for the Mavs?
Well, it's not saying a lot. I don't know.
I'm sure in some, but it depends, like, per game basis, yes. But when you look at longevity, no.
I mean, he basically averaged 28 points a game for six seasons. That's going to get you way up high on a lot of those lists for the Mavs. And assists and rebounds. But Terry's got to be first.
You think?
Yes. I would say.
Yes!
So Luka right now is sixth in Mavericks history in points scored.
That's incredible.
Michael Finley, Derek Harper, Mark Aguirre, Rolando Blackman, Dirk above him.
That's amazing that he was sixth.
Let's see. Assist. Luka is fifth.
Okay.
Dirk, Jason Terry, Brad Davis, Derek Harper. Let's see rebounds. Rebounds, he's fourth. Sam Perkins, James Donaldson, and Dirk Nowitzki ahead of him.
That's incredible, dude. Yes, yeah. Retire Luka.
Three-point field goals, he's second. Jason
Maybe
Terry.
They can schedule it. They can schedule his retirement, like, on a night. Well, no, that wouldn't work. I forget my
That's
idea.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
what was the idea? I want to know
it's,
now.
There's no, it's no idea. No, it's
not he's first in triple-doubles by a long shot. So
and he'll have that forever.
Yeah, I feel like maybe he will get his jersey retired here, which would make me so upset if that happened. Like, I didn't even want the video tribute. You know, a lot of people, you have to have a video. Why? He plays for the other team. You shipped him off. Don't give him a video tribute. Don't make everyone else more upset. Who cares?
Yeah. Second all-time in three-pointers.
So what you're saying is he's going to get his jersey retired here, and everyone's going to get more upset.
Yep.
That's wild.
But it's going to be 15 years from now.
I would say, I mean, Jet makes the most sense. I wouldn't, Michael Finley,
now,
I would
so what about Finley?
Be mad about. I think Michael Finley makes sense.
Yeah.
But man, it depends
Finley
because
Finley was at the cusp of when they were playing some really bad basketball, and he was the one that kind of, you know, held everything or tried to hold everything down until they got Dirk here, Dirk and Nash. So I think Finley deserves it. I think Jet deserves it. But I just don't know about anyone else because we all think Tyson Chandler, but there's no way they're going to retire his jersey. They may do some recognition about the 2011 team, the entire championship winning team at some point.
Marion would deserve it more than Tyson.
Yeah, I think you're right, but I don't think he did enough here to have the jersey retired.
No.
So I think it's going to be Jet and then Finley and then Luka.
Man, that's crazy if they retire Luka's number, but you look at where he ranks in the franchise and he was took him to the NBA finals, never won it, but still, I mean, that's man.
What about Jason Kidd?
I would have no problem with that, with Jason Kidd getting retired.
Yeah, especially if he like something great happens coaching-wise, you kind of
Yeah, if he wins a title,
together.
Yeah, he wins a title, you'll definitely.
Yeah, I mean, he's already been to a Western Conference final and a final.
Yep. Yeah, very
true. That's true.
Keep, trade, or cut? Jason Robertson, Anthony Davis, or Adolis Garcia?
Cut Bombi.
Yep.
trade AD, and the other one for Jason Robinson. Keep Jason Robinson.
Yeah, I agree. That's easy one.
Yeah.
I think we all agree with that. Like, it's Adolis has kind of run his course.
Yeah, he's ready to move on.
AD, get whatever you can and just start the next chapter.
And then Robertson, man, if you could figure out how to keep him and it fits and the money works, keep him for sure.
Yeah, 100%. And if you could bring back one former Cowboy great in his prime to play for them now, who would help them the most?
Charles Haley.
Holy crap, that's what I was going to say. Charles Haley would be my answer right now, yes.
Yeah, I would say Charles Haley or Randy White. Like, just some Hall of Fame level. Like
DeMarcus Ware came to my mind as
DeMarcus
well.
DeMarcus Ware would be a really good one.
Yeah. Micah.
Dion.
Yeah, Dion.
Dion, yes. Yes.
Help bring back Darren Woodson. He could tell everybody, well, hold on a second. You need to be looking at
this. Darren Woodson would be great. Anyone on defense that played for the Cowboys in their prime right now will be better than what they're throwing out right now. So there's not a wrong answer for that.